Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast covering Blade. Tonight we're covering minutes 105 to 110. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and I'm flying solo on this episode as well, as unfortunately the person who was supposed to be joining us had a bit of a tornado problem. Our guest, Lena, who is an author and fellow vampire enthusiast, unfortunately was not able to join us due to a massive amount of tornado problems. Her name is Lena Nazari, and she hosts, she's got her own, like, you know, like, absolute love of vampire, shows on, YouTube that you can go and check out. But it was just unfortunate that she wasn't able to join us due to terrible weather. Earlier, like a week ago, we also had a pretty awful tornado watch, nearly descend down on us in Worcester County, but thankfully it didn't actually happen, so... But we share all the best of luck. So Blade's mom shows up and tries to appeal to him, and he kills her. That's it. I mean, she's dead. She wasn't much of a character in this movie, unfortunately. I wish they would have developed her in a couple other scenes, and then the big reveal that she's Blade's mom would have been great. But they didn't. She shows up, like, getting off of Deacon Frost's bed, and we're just like, okay, there's a sexy black woman vampire sleeping with Deacon Frost. Otherwise, that's it. And then she shows up and you're like, oh, it's Blade's mom. Because she doesn't look like the way she does at the beginning of the movie. So they could have definitely played it up to be like, oh, she's somebody else. The vampire skeletons I mentioned earlier are pretty awful. Mercury and Donald run away. Mercury, I think Donald Lowe dies and Mercury lives. Blade is pissed at Frost and does his, after he kills his mom, he does his running, jump, crash down, Iron Man, squirrel, punch the ground, Supergirl look. If you've seen, like, Black Widow do a jump and landing, Iron Man and Supergirl, the new one, it's that squirrel landing. Squirrels apparently land on, like, their hind legs with a claw down in order to catch themselves. Blade kicks all sorts of ass in the next scene. The 5 minutes that we're watching tonight is Blade just, like, chop, 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 like, kill, 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 kill. Just roundhouse kicks, roundhouse kicks, roundhouse kicks. That is the most hilarious thing. With this vampire, I mean, I'm looking up online just to find out who this guy is. I would call him roundhouse kick vampire because Blade and this dude just roundhouse kick each other in the air over and 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 over again. It's ridiculous. We have... Let's see, Pleading Goon, Party Girl, Martial Arts Kid. No, it's not any of those. Vampire, the Vampire Lords, I think we went over in previous minutes. Henchman, Woman in Elevator, Sword Thrower, no. Yeah, this vampire, Frost Goon, they should have called him Roundhouse Kick Vampire. Because, again, Blade and this dude just keep roundhouse kicking each other and nothing happens. It's the stupidest thing I ever saw, and Blade judo chops somebody as well. He gets his sword back and clang, 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 between him and Deacon Frost. It is one of the worst, like, just... And it's sped up in such a way that I have taken... German sword fighting before, and they tell you not to do this. Like, there's an actual stance and everything to it. I'm not 100% certain who a lot of these people are in the cast. One of them is Stephen Ho, and he was on Conan O'Brien, because his IMDb is filled with it. He was Chan in Mortal Kombat, and I think that's the brother of Luke Kang. And he's a stunt coordinator in a ton of stuff, including... The Bachelor? Really? I didn't know The Bachelor needed stunts. The Walking Dead, that makes sense. He was a stunt coordinator on Conan O'Brien for 9 episodes, which makes a lot of sense, because Conan had a lot of weird shenanigan crap he did on that show. Maybe we can have him on the show. This would be fantastic, talk about Blade. So, but, yeah, this fight scene with Deacon Frost goes on and on, and it's so over the top and ridiculous. And just the absolute ridiculous sword fighting back and forth. It does make for a great screenshot that we'll probably use for the thumbnail for this episode. So definitely look for that. But this is where, like, you get to see a lot of the fighting of Blade and the Deacon Frost vampire goons. And I absolutely love it. You know, we do say goodbye to Donald Lowe, of course. But it's one of my, you know, favorite part of the movies, just because... It's been pretty stagnant with the action for a while after the death of Whistler. So we get this, and we don't get much else to do with Karen for until the end of the movie. Funny enough, at the end of the movie, by the way, and apparently in the TV cut, the trip to Moscow is cut out of the film for time constraints for television broadcast, and it ends with him saying goodbye to Karen. Interesting, or him talking about Karen's going to continue trying to make her formula to help him. But that's all the time we have here in the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and all the notes I have as well. Don't forget to check out the other episodes we did, the other movies we've covered on the podcast, such as Life Force, Vampire Hunter D, and What We Do in the Shadows. And don't forget to check out my own vampire story, Vlada, A Dracula Tale, where we gender swap the cast of Dracula. You can send me an email, thatradiofhorror@gmail.com, or look us up on Amazon Music, iTunes, or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. And thank you for tuning into the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast on the Radio of Horror Network.